Det er ikke hver dag, man får lov til at møde en verdensmester, men han er her ved siden af mig. Han er ikke verdensmester i World Endurance Championship. Nej, han er verdensmester i det, der hedder Formel E. Pascal Wehrlein, I have been commentating on Eurosport in Denmark, the Formula E Championship since season 2. So I know you don't know me, but you also drive in Le Mans for the very first time, and you're already world champion in Formula E. What is the difference in your mindset when you come from Formula E into World Endurance? You're still driving a Porsche. I mean, that's the same thing, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. It has been something which was on my wish list for a very long time, especially since I joined Porsche. You want to participate in this race, in this spectacular environment, and especially for Porsche. So it's definitely a dream come true, and it's something where, even though it's a one-off for me because my main program is Formula E, it is something which I want to show my talent, show my ability that I'm able to race any car in this world very fast and contribute in the best possible way to a good result for the team.
That's and that is a very big difference. I mean, even if your team in Formula E, you are the sole driver in that car, here you are going to share it with somebody else. How do you deal with that? That is a new situation for you.
Yeah, it's a very new situation, and it's also something which I'm, like you said, not used to. Usually I have my own car, my own crew, and we work towards perfection in terms of car setup and settings, and just in the way of how I like the car to behave. And here it's quite different. I mean, first of all, the car has to be reliable for a very long amount of time. And then, you know, you have different track conditions, you have different times of days where the car behaves different, so it never feels like you have the perfect car, actually. And at the same time, you have teammates which might, like the car a little different or have other preferences. So you try to find the best compromise for the team overall for the 24 hours and not make the car work for one driver only. But also saying that, I'm the new guy here, so I also have to adapt and to get a feeling for it. And for sure I'm following what Nick and Felipe are doing because they are very experienced and they have spent so much time in this car that everything they say will make sense, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Indslagene fra 24 timers Le Mans præsenteres af Goodyear, der i 24 timers Le Mans leverer dæk til alle deltagerne i LMP2, såvel som LMGT3-klassen.